Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at the fact that praise brings God glory, and it's something beautiful in His sight. And so when you praise with a good heart, He really receives that as a sweet-smelling aroma. And then we're looking at this week, God inhabits the praises of His people. And you'll see that in Psalm 22, verse 3. It's very powerful. And what God can do in your life through your praises will get you praising God with the right heart. Let's pick up where we started this week, and let's go into the service right now.
Now, yes, some of you might have this problem. Well, He says, "Holy, you are holy, Lord God, you who inhabits the praises of Israel." Well, that's great for Israel. But what about for me? Oh, ye of little faith. The Bible talks very clearly about the fact that you and I, Gentiles, not born Hebrew, not born Jewish, have been grafted in to the actual tree that was the vine, which was Israel. We were grafted in. We got salvation. We got God as our Father. We got Jesus as our Savior, the Messiah. We got the Holy Spirit as our Comforter, Lead, and Guide. We got all of that because we were grafted in. You know how they graft fruit today? Have you ever seen they graft it in? They cut a little piece here and they make a little slit in the branch. You got a fig tree here and they put an apple tree, boom, and they graft it in and you get pickles or something. Amen? Apples and pears, who knows what you, I don't know what they would be called. But they graft it in. Now it's part of that tree. We've been grafted in to Israel. And the new covenant is where Israel have to still get into. We're in the new covenant. They're still in the old covenant waiting for the Messiah. But the Bible says in Romans 10, they will come to the Messiah. They will all be saved. That's God. But He grafted us in by Israel turning their back on Jesus. Remember? Do you recall that they turned their back on Jesus, the Sanhedrin, and all those guys, and Caiaphas, the high priest, said, "Crucify Him," stirred up the people to crucify Him. Amen. And so they rejected Jesus as the Messiah. Peter, Paul, and all those disciples and many followers of Christ did not reject Him. But Israel, the Bible says, will come back in to this covenant. But you and I are not going to be here when that happens. We're going to be celebrating gloriously. And so the new covenant, you can read about it if you want to take a note, in Galatians 3, 26 to 29. And also Romans 11, verse 11 and verse 19. You see, I want you to look at this so that you can see it with your own eyes that I have been grafted in. I was outside of the covenant, of the Abrahamic covenant. I was outside of that. But God sent Jesus Christ to bring the new covenant, which is a better covenant with better promises. And now I have been born again and I'm a joint heir together with Christ. So now even the promises are not what I stand on. It's my inheritance. If you're born again, you now have an inheritance. For as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are children of God. For you've not been given a spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you've been given a spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." He's now your Father. And we are joint heirs, it says, together with Christ Jesus. Romans 8:14. Read it. 8:14 through 17. You're a joint heir together with Christ Jesus. And God said this about Jesus when He got baptized. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Well, the Son gets inheritance. And because the Son gets it, I get it. He made way for me to become an inheritor of all that God has. And God has healing. God has peace. God has joy. God has restoration. God has all the things that you will ever need. And it's your inheritance. And I, for one, I want to take all of my inheritance that's been offered for me. I want Christ to be rewarded for all of His suffering. Not just salvation. All of His suffering. Read Romans Read Psalm 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. Just read that. It's not just salvation. Read John 10, 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, God, Jesus said these words, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. I've got to get to a place of belief that this is really God. And then when I understand these things and I start coming to worship and I start praising Him on my own at home, in church, corporately, I can build myself up in Christ and have a personal relationship. How wonderful. Imagine the Creator and you can talk to Him. How many of you believe that's a good thing? And He can talk to you. He can talk to you in a dream. He can talk to you in a song. He can talk to you through His Bible. He can talk to you through His Spirit. That's where He's talking most. He can talk to you with an audible voice. He can talk to you anywhere, anyhow, anytime. Amen. So I can hear the Creator of the universe. I've been grafted in. So when He says, you inhabit the praises of your people, Israel, He's talking about you and me. So that means now when I start singing praises to God, I know the Holy One. God is holy. He says, I inhabit the praises of my people. So now He shows me I'm the Holy One. I'm sitting on, I'm enthroned upon your praises. And we've got an intimate relationship taking place from worship, from praise. Why would I want to come to church late? Why would I want to miss praise and worship? We don't do it to full time. We do it to get people into a place of where they can get resurrected in so many areas of their life. Praise and worship is powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. So now go with me to Proverbs 15 and verse 5. I'm reading it from the Message translation. Now watch here. A miserable heart means a miserable life. You know anyone with a miserable heart? Have you met those Debbie Downers? How are you doing? Well, you know, I got myself a new car. Yeah, you know, it's going to break down. There's too many new things. Have you met those people that are miserable? They're misery. And they are like, I don't know what they're like. Vacuum cleaners want to steal your joy. I don't hang around with people like that unless they want to change. I change people. When I'm with people, they are joyful. And I'll only hang around with people that are joyful and in Christ. Amen. Amen. Look what he says here. A miserable heart means a miserable life. A cheerful heart fills the day with song. Hello. Point and case. Now, I know miserable people. I've met miserable people and I've watched them change. When they got into church, before they got there, they were miserable. I knew them prior to and we helped them get saved. You know, we don't save them. We just bring them into church and my pastor then would do the altar call and they'd get saved. And I watched them go from loser, from miserable, from all that nasty stuff to victorious, walking around like, wow, what happened to you? The word of God, praising God, worshiping God, knowing God turns your life around. And if you're still the same old nasty you were before, check your salvation. Now watch here. The New Living Translation, look what it says, how it puts this. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. I'm telling you, I speak to certain people, how are you doing? Oh, well, you know, yeah, and that's so, it's bad. Everything's bad. I used to call them, what do I call them? Something queens. Drama queen. No, I'm not joking. How many of you have heard that terminology, drama queen? How many of you know drama queens? It's one problem to another problem to the next problem. It's never problem free. There's always an issue. Always something wrong. The cup is always half empty. Amen. We all know people like that. Well, the good news is they can be changed. They can change. I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you scientifically today how. Amen? This is just, God is, there is no negative praise. Can you see it saying it in the scripture here? He says, for the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Have you noticed that? How you do? Whoa, life is great. What's going on with the kids? Oh, man, they're serving God. And even if they weren't serving God, they'd still be positive because they're expecting and trusting God and believing God. Amen. And listen, remember, a merry heart is good like a medicine. So if you're always sick, check your heart out. I'm always miserable. And misery loves company. If you find miserable people gravitating towards you, want to spend time with you, and when you try to change them to become positive, they leave, then you know. They thought you were miserable, but you showed otherwise. I'm not joking. This is so true. Look at God's word. That scripture from God's word. It says, you can change it now, Laura. God's word. Every day is a terrible day for a miserable person. I just had to bring you three different translations to show you. Every day is a terrible day for a miserable person, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. A continual feast, a cheerful heart. So I have a question to ask you. Would you agree that a positive, cheerful heart is better than a negative, miserable heart? Would you agree? Yes. A positive heart is better than a miserable heart. Yes. Do we all agree? Yes. Okay, check yourself. Right now, question yourself. No one needs to hear. Question yourself. Would you like to spend time with me if you were me? Would I want to spend time with myself the way I am? Yes. No, you're answering for you. Would people want to be with you the way you are? Check your own self. Check where you're at. Are you permanently miserable? Are you always the Debbie Downer? Do you always see the problem? Do you always not count your blessing? Do you always curse your blessing? Stupid car. You were blessed with a car, but now it's a stupid car because it gave you some issues. Stupid house, I've got to clean it. Yeah, we'll put you under a bridge, see how you like that. I'm serious. Check your heart. This, listen, in this church, we challenge. We put a challenge out there. Are you somebody that you would try to stay away from? Are you like that? Are you negative? The good news is if you are, it can change. I'm going to show you scientifically how it can change. Amen. And so someone might say these words, but that's just the way I am. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. I'm just a realist. I call things the way I see them. Right? You're calling everything bad because I got no money in the bank, my body's racked with sickness, and my children hate me. Well, I won't be around you either. Bye. No, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I walk in divine health. My children are serving God. He made me a promise. Are you, which one are you? You really, really, really need to check yourself. You might think you're so wonderful. You know, you might praise God, and you smell, and you say, whoops, I need some work. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I've heard people say, I'm just set in my ways. That's just how I am. I can't see myself that way. That's the problem.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.